The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey, girl, hey. Welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I'm Taylor, and you guys, I'm in Boston for St. Patrick's Day, and that means one thing. I'm recording with your favorite, my mamala, Patsy Strecker. Hey, mama, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
You look so cute in your green.
Thank you. So do you.
Thank you. Yes.
It's not my best color, but.
I mean, it's also lime green. It's vibrant.
Yes.
When did you buy that jacket?
I was in Fort Lauderdale with my friend Jenna, and we went to the Zara in Miami.
Oh.
Which is amazing.
I bet.
Amazing. And I bought a few things.
What possessed you to buy a lime green blazer?
Everything that summer was lime green.
Okay.
So I just got in the spirit.
Well, it's perfect for today and it's very cute.
Thank you.
Babsy always has the cutest fits.
Oh, thank you.
You really do.
You look so cute though. That little sweatshirt matches your green eyes.
Not me fishing for a compliment. Thank you so much. It's vintage.
I love it.
We have this amazing vintage store by our apartment in Jersey City. And no, I'm not going to tell you about it. I share everything with everybody. But a vintage store, there's only one. So, you know what I mean?
I know.
So if I'm wearing something like my coveralls.
You can't link it.
I can't. So right. It's like, I can't. I'm not sharing the store. Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Thanks, Mom.
You don't have to share everything, Taylor.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Okay. Put a pin in, I don't have to share everything because I have some questions for you about the way I share, if you will. And it actually was prompted by how Zach, my little brother, for those who don't know,
doesn't want
me to share everything about his life. How dare he? How dare he prevent me from doing my job?
How dare he have an opinion about himself?
His life.
Or his life.
How dare he have a semblance of privacy? But we'll get to that in a little bit because we're going to talk about Zach's match day, which, by the way, was, I think that was maybe some of my most successful Instagram viewing storying.
Interesting. Was Zach's,
people were DMing like, I don't even know him and I'm sobbing.
Oh.
I know.
Was it because you led up to it for so long?
We
did
it.
You?
No. We literally just posted that day that we were doing it.
All my friends are like, hurry up and let's get to match day. I've been doing this for like 6 months.
Oh my God. The apple not falling far from the tree.
I've been fretting over him having to move someplace far away.
Okay. So we're going to get to that though.
Am I allowed to say where he is?
No, you're not. He's a freaking freak about it.
Oh my God.
You're definitely not allowed to say.
Okay.
I'm just protecting. He's going to get mad.
Okay. I won't.
And he's also going to be mad that I'm talking about right now saying he's going to get mad.
He doesn't even listen. So we could probably get away with it.
I think he sneaky listens.
You
know
do?
What? Actually, oh my God. I hope he doesn't listen. No one tell Zach I said this. Okay. So he actually watches a lot of my Instagram stories now.
Because you can track who listens.
Oh, I can
watch.
I can see who watches my Instagram stories. It's wild.
You would die.
Wait. Okay. So I'll say this. Now, I'm not trying to like brag, but like lots of people, many zeros, watch my stories, okay?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to disclose how many, but like enough that I'm doing crazy, amazing partnerships. So like the stories are storying, okay?
Yeah.
But
good job, Tay.
Thank you. So I don't really know though, like my point is I'm not sitting there like a loser going through like many, many.
Right, right. But when you happen to tune in.
Thousands, 10,000, hundreds of thousands. I'm not saying what the millions of you. But like, I can't sit there and go through everything. But for some reason, when I look, I just happen to like catch certain people. I don't know if it's an algorithm thing. But like, you know, like, for example, like when, like obviously Claudia and Stassi watch my stories. But like when Paige DeSorbo, because like we're new friends. When she watches one of my stories, I'm like, I get like so excited. You love Paige DeSorbo.
I love her. I think she's adorable.
I know you love me as your daughter, but I feel like if there's any like influencer who you would also be like, I wouldn't be mad if that was my daughter.
It would be Paige. It would.
Right?
Yeah, she's adorable. I love the way she dresses.
I know you do. Know. And you know her mom.
I would have dressed her like that too.
I know. You know her mom. Like, she consults her mom before every outfit. Every single one.
That's why she looks so good. And also, Paige, you should do the same with me.
Oh my God. Do you hate the way I dress?
No.
Don't lie.
I just think it's
funny. You're under oath. You're under podcast oath.
No, I just think it's really funny that you tell me that I would dress you like Stevie Nicks if I could.
No. Here's the thing. You would dress me. Paige is like preppy, but she's also very New York, but she also does like a lot of like pastels and she does like a lot of tweeds. She has like a lot of matching sets, right?
I would dress you like that for
sure. Paige is like New York and stylish, but like girly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, okay. But like, so you would dress me exactly the way Paige dresses if I let you.
Exactly.
And the thing that's crazy is like, I love the way Paige dresses. You know what it is? Paige's body allows her to wear things. I could never wear shorts, like tweed shorts with a matching tweed blazer. I could never. She could never.
Yes, you could.
With these knees?
Look at that outfit you had on in St. Bart's.
I know.
It was just so adorable. It was short.
The Ozempic is Ozempicing. So maybe now I'll start to go back to actually more of that like feminine type of dressing because I can actually wear the things I want to wear.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. So I just started dressing when I moved to New York City in a way that like was just like a little bit more New York. And that's when we like our fashion split. Like we used to be like the Bobsey twins.
I know.
And then I was like more New York and like all black and just like more like edgy. And then I guess I experimented with a little bit of like funky outfits. But in your mind, we always say this because you just gave me my birthday present. You buy me presents that makes me think that you think I'm Stevie Nicks.
Why?
You wouldn't want to dress me like Stevie Nicks, but like you clearly think my fashion sense is that.
That outfit is not Stevie Nicks at all. That new dress I bought
you. That was very, it was actually really like
old school.
Preppy.
Yeah.
Empire waist.
Yeah.
Little cutout pockets.
She lives for a pocket.
Pocket. True. Pocket in a dress.
Everything.
Everything. Yes. But anyway, okay, so to go back to Paige. So
I don't even know why they make anything without pockets.
I agree.
All men's clothes have pockets in them. All of them.
What a waste of everybody's life. Why wouldn't you put pockets in?
Everything. Pockets in everything.
Pockets for president. I'll vote for pockets.
We should start a line.
I don't want to get political, but I'll vote for pockets over all of the contenders right now.
We should start a clothing line called Pockets for President. I love it.
Honestly, not mad at it. What is it called?
Pockets for President.
I just trademarked it, so don't go stealing it. Pockets for you. It could just honestly be pockets.
For presidents, even better.
No, Mom, that could be our marketing campaign. Okay. It's just pockets. Okay, anyway. So when like Paige watches my stories, or like now, like when Tinks watches my stories.
Tinks watches your stories.
Sometimes.
Like, makes me so excited.
Does she?
Oh,
yes.
Because you met her recently.
Yes, because Claudia and her met, and they're like besties. And so Claudia is so generous with her friends. Stassi's so generous with her friends.
I know you
Claudia
said
is.
That.
I'm so not.
Well, no, you've had bad experiences mixing friends, I think.
I also have like such different types of friends. So I never know who's going to mesh and who's not. And like, I'm such an empath. I don't want the responsibility. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't mix friends very well either. Maybe you got it from me. It's contagious.
Pretty selfish.
Do you know why? No. I don't, because my friends are so different.
That's literally what I just said. Wait.
No.
Wait to take what I said and plagiarize and not acknowledge what I said.
I have friends that are really kind of crazy and other friends that are more serious. And so I'm just
true.
Not sure they're really going to all like each other. And I love them all. And I don't want them to not like the other ones.
Exactly.
That will
offend
me.
I'd rather not people meet if I don't think they're going to mesh.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
So I can see who watches my stories. So like there's people that I see. That
was such a long way to get back.
I know.
To that.
We do tangents here, okay? This should be called Taste of Tangents.
Sorry. Yeah.
So I base or tangents with Taylor.
That's a good one.
Rebranding. I'm not mad at it. Do you like the name Taste of Taylor? You can be honest.
I did like it in the beginning because it was a little tiny taste of
Taylor.
Because your other show was the long show.
The Taylor
Strucker
show.
Was like only once a week instead of every day.
Patreon.com/TheTaylorStrucker Show.
But I'm telling you, some of the girls, like Claudia's Girl with No Job, that is such a great name for a show.
Claudette Wayne.
And who else has really good...
Even just like Stassi's name is just fabulous.
And isn't there a girl called Skinny But Not Fat? Or
Skinny But Not Fat. Amanda.
Skinny But Not Fat.
Not Skinny But Not Fat.
Such
brilliant,
a good name.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
I know. I know.
And we are smart enough that we could have come up with a more clever name.
I agree. But I see a rebranding in my future. I'm just saying. Okay. But although Claudia totally co-signs Taste of Taylor, she's a fan of it, as is her sister Jackie, who's brilliant. So
I think it's very appropriate for what you're getting.
Yeah. You know, it'll
taste
of
Taylor.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so on Instagram, yeah, I can see who like looks at it. And okay, so I just have the people that make me excited when I see it.
Yeah.
And of course, when I see Zach watch, I'm like,
you
oh
must
God.
See me watch him like, oh, like, you know, 100 times.
But see, this is the crazy thing. I actually don't.
What?
I know.
I watch them over and over and over again.
Oh my God, thank you. The algorithm is like, get out of here. It disappears you. Okay, so, but there's
horrified by me.
But there's some people that I see that I'm like,
that pretend like they don't
bitch,
like you.
I see you. Like, if they knew that I saw, they would die. You want to know who the freaking
yes.
first person?
Every single time. The nastiest sister. Oh, so interesting. Oh, he's spying for you know who.
I don't know if he's spying. I think he just like loves me.
He misses you.
I think he misses me. And then also, oh my God.
Oh, I'm so not surprised by that. She's obsessed with you.
Bitch.
So
want to be friends
not.
Again?
No.
You forbade.
Be friends with her again.
I know, but it's so wild. And like, I know, like,
she's so mean.
So mean. But like, if they knew that I could see them, like, they would die a slow death.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're
but
somebody.
I love it.
If you're somebody who's like, you know, trolling.
Pretends that you hate her, but yeah. secretly is obsessed with her.
Thanks for being a fan.
Love it.
Thank you for making me so famous. This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Thrive Market. One thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? For me, that's where Thrive Market comes in. The no junk food, healthy grocery store. And listen, listen, listen. I used to hear no junk food and healthy grocery store and I was like, eh, it's not for me. Let me tell you, Thrive Market is so good for so many reasons. First reason, I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. So they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can actually curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps. So my wife and I actually use the filter. Like, we go to the Thrive Market goods section because that's where all the Thrive Market brand products are, and they are so good. We are obsessed with their coconut water. It's not only delicious, but I don't have to schlep it home from the grocery store. Thrive Market is my go-to for all my grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of getting everything online, then quickly shipped to my doorstep, it's a huge time saver. But not only do I save time shopping as a Thrive Market member, but I also save money on every single order. On average, I save over 30% each time. They even have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands. My favorite brand, Rao's. I live for Rao's marinara, so I always get that. They also have Mavuno Harvest Dried Organic Mangoes. No preservatives, no sugar added. They are so delicious and so much comes in one bag. Like, that's my criticism of dried mango. It's like, it's never enough. Mavuno Harvest, I mean, it is staggering how much they give you. And then the Toto, oh my God, sea salt chocolate chip cookies. You guys, they're gluten-free. And I was like, yeah, right. These are not going to be good. They are so good. There's also no artificial sugar. I don't know how they taste so good, but they are savory and sweet and chewy. It's totally indulgent without any of the guilt. And as if that wasn't enough, when you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give. What are you waiting for? Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/tasteoftaylor for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive market.com/tasteoftaylor. thrivemarket.com/tasteoftaylor. And now back to the podcast. Speaking of me being famous.
Yeah.
So there's this Facebook page. It's like super mean. I'm not going to give it more credit than that. Da, 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 toy, 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 move on, move on. But anyway, I have spies everywhere. Everybody, you know, dumb as a fox, right?
You are right.
I don't know facts about history. You know, stupid stuff.
Yes.
But like, literally, I forgot what I was going to say.
No, that's like me.
Literally.
Early senility.
Literally.
Tell you, I've got 27 years on you. Oh,
that's embarrassing. The way you tell stories like it's the first time.
Oh, me?
And I know.
Or
that
you.
No, shut up. You.
Me?
But I do it too. Obviously. You guys, it's actually a hereditary. It's a genetic disorder, okay? You can't even be mad at me when I repetitive reader. That's what Claudia calls
just
me.
Just name one story. I've told you more than once.
I forgot. But it's happened all weekend long.
Okay.
Oh,
really?
Man.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I told Dad just this morning, I think I told Dad, I am going to have Alzheimer's. Oh, I know. We were watching CBS Sunday Morning, and it was all about The Notebook, the play.
Yes.
And I said to him, prepare yourself. I am. No, it's starting
don't
already.
Say that word. Stop it. Okay. I don't like where we're going with this.
Right.
Being so depressing.
Okay.
Stop being a victim.
Okay. I'm not trying to bring victim energy. I just...
Huh? Can you what? Can you interrupt? What is it important? Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, get out of here. We're not talking about exercise. Okay. Now the podcast is spiraling out of control. Everybody stop.
Exercise is the answer to everything.
Dad,
no.
Don't you ever interrupt a podcast to talk about exercise.
For that.
Cardinal sin. You and your green teeth can stay over there.
I'm just trying to let him know that he should really enjoy the time he has with me now before I forget who he is.
He stares at you. That's all he does is stare at you, and he's obsessed with you.
Look at his face.
He is.
He should enjoy what we have now.
Oh, my God. Okay, enough about you. Back to me.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I forgot. Everything's about either Dad or you. Okay, back to you.
So I want to talk about me being famous.
Okay.
So I have spies everywhere.
Yes.
And they're just like really mean Facebook page. It might as well be a Reddit page. And a friend of mine who's like in it low-key sent me a screenshot. And people were from like my trip to St. Bart's. People were trying to figure out, like, this girl started pushing. She was like, I know we know everything about Taylor, right? It's the same people who always complain about like me repeating myself.
But why do they listen to your show?
Right. Well, I know we know everything about Taylor, but I never knew she had like a scar under her, the like left side of her lip on her chin.
What?
And so
you don't.
Like, so people are like, oh my God, maybe she got on a bike at it. Back. Maybe she got on a bike.
Maybe she got in a bike accident.
Maybe she got in a bike accident. Like I had a friend that like, and then they tell this whole story about like a friend that like hit barbed wire and like ripped their entire mouth off. And like they have a scar just like my scar.
What are they talking about? You
First of all,
no
I don't
scar.
Have a scar. And then somebody, thank God at the bottom was like, I think that's a chin dimple.
Dimple.
But like the way they are so sick of knowing everything about me. And then when they think they don't know something about me, they go crazy. So anyway, thank you for being a fam. And thank you for making me feel famous. Speaking of feeling famous. Oh,
what?
You guys, we are doing this podcast right now live from the Ritz-Carlton in Boston, Massachusetts.
In the presidential suite.
Literally. Okay. So I will say that Stassi gets all the credit for us being here.
So thank you, Stassi.
Thank you, Stass. So not only does she let me social climb her, but she lets me ride her coattail. And that's really a sign of true friendship. So when we were on tour, our very first tour was like, well, it was a straight up a Stassi tour, but it was all about, we sit at the nicest hotels across the country. It was very bougie.
Me.
So then when we did the bus tour, it was called the Bougie Bus Tour because Stassi is very fancy, you know? Yeah. And so we stayed at a lot of nice places all over the country, but every time we came to Boston, we always stayed at the Ritz-Carlton. And in this suite, okay?
Oh, so
but
nice.
this is the Stassi and Beau suite. So over the years, I've like we've made a relationship with the Ritz-Carlton. So Tay and I came home to go to Zach's. We're home for Zach's match day for medical school,
right.
For his residency. But then, of course, when we come home, we want to see you guys. But then we knew we were going to do a podcast as well. But then Tay was like, well, it's St. Patrick's Day. And Tay's last name is Donahue. Like, literally, it's actually O'Donohue. You know,
right.
She is as Irish as they come.
Right.
She's actually half Jewish, half Irish. She's like solidly 50-50. So her dad, like Irish as they come,
very
right?
Irish.
It's a big holiday for her.
Yeah.
So she's like, honestly, to be in Boston on St. Patrick's Day, like we have to stay. So we were like, okay, we'll go with mom and dad and like we'll meet up with Steve and Paige. But I'm like, oh my God. Like the last thing I want to do is drink all day and then get in the car with mom and dad, go back to Cohasset and then have to get up and drive. Like
yeah,
it's, you guys are already 45 minutes in the right direction that we're going.
Right.
Or I'm sorry, in Boston, we're 45 minutes in the right direction. So I was like, we should stay in Boston. So we were looking at hotels and I was like, wait a second. like, maybe we should like reach out to the Ritz and see if there's like, I don't know, you know, something we can do. This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Weight Watchers. To know me is to know that I'm a Weight Watchers girly. So when I heard about the new Weight Watchers clinic, I literally squealed with joy. For those of you following my journey with GLP-1s, please listen up because I'm about to explain how Weight Watchers is involved. Weight Watchers, the number one doctor-recommended weight management program and the trusted authority in evidence-based weight health, now offers a telehealth solution on the Weight Watchers app as part of their weight health spectrum. Weight Watchers' behavioral change program has helped millions on their journeys. But weight management is not one size fits all. For some, there are behavioral and biological factors to consider, and diet and exercise may simply not be enough. I am for sure one of those people. That's why I'm so excited to share that they've launched their Weight Watchers Clinic to get you connected to a specialized clinician to determine if you are eligible based on FDA guidelines for clinical interventions such as GLP-1 medications in your personal journey. Even more, they have a new GLP-1 program which offers specific behavioral support for those taking GLP-1 medications prescribed either from Weight Watchers Clinic or their own healthcare provider. It's all about support and community, and the Weight Watchers community is there. No stigma, no bias. Their program fits your personal weight health needs no matter where you are on your journey. Head to www.com/TaylorStrecker to see if you qualify. And if you do, use code TAYLOR10 for $10 off your membership. Again, that's www.com/TAYLORSTRECKER, www.com/TaylorStrecker to see if you qualify. If you do, use code TAYLOR10 for $10 off your membership. With select plan purchase, restrictions apply. Offer ends March 31st, 2024. And now back to the podcast. And so we reached out to the Ritz and they were so nice and so accommodating. And they upgraded us to this insane suite. It's
beautiful.
Anyway, I just shout out to them. They are so incredible. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I was like, I wonder, like, without Stassi, like, you know what I mean? If they'll be like, kick rocks or like.
They were so nice when like, you pulled up. They're like, the Taylors are here. Oh, this is the Taylors.
Yeah. Yeah. The valet was like, are you Taylor? I was like, oh my God, I am famous. And they were so nice. They were like, welcome back. It's so good to see you. We love having you here. And we walked into the room and there's like all these same like cookies and like meringues and like cupcakes and St. Patrick's Day
chocolate
and champagne.
Strawberries.
And a note from Colleen.
That said, hey girl, hey.
That said, hey girl, hey. When I get hey girl, hey.
I know.
It's the best feeling in the world.
I know, the best.
So anyway, so we're at the Ritz and you guys, thank you so much for having us. And like, it's just the best thing ever. So after we're done with the podcast, we're going to go out and we're going to do a little, you know, an Irish jig. Pop it on it to you. Am I allowed to do accents? I feel like here's
you're
a rule.
Good. You're
I feel
good.
Like as long as you
some of them you're good at.
Yeah, but you're not, I can't do all of the accents, but I can do like, you know, I can do Irish. I could do Italian. I could do French. You know what I mean? Like those, that's my heritage, right?
Right.
I'm like what? Like, 7% Irish?
No, you're like 30%. Well, on my side, you're 30%.
Is Dad 100%? 100% German?
100% German.
Hot damn.
No, I think he's three quarters German.
Okay, good. No. We're 0.1% Ashkenazi Jewish person. Yes. Do we love it? We love it. I was talking with
my side is Scotch, Irish, Dutch and English on my mother's side, and on my father's side, 100% French.
Loves it. That's why I get so gorgeously tan.
That's right.
Okay. So anyway, shout out to the Ritz. So we get here, they're treating us like stars. Like, and also this is so twisted. I'm so mentally ill. But like when we walked in here, I was like, oh my God. So after our wedding, Stassi and Bo stayed here. Okay. Yeah. And after mine and Tay's actual wedding, technically that's our honeymoon. Rather than going on honeymoon, we came to Boston hanging with Stassi and Bo.
I remember.
And we slept on this pullout couch right here.
That's romance. The first thing you said to me when we came in here. We slept on that couch on our wedding night.
Honeymoon. Wedding night would be psychotic.
No, what's your wedding night?
No, we slept at your house on our wedding night.
I don't think so.
You are demented. No, literally, you're so wrong. I've never been more right in my life.
I am wrong. It's coming back to me now. It takes a while.
Yeah, remember right. Paige woke me up and I went mental?
No, that was the night before the wedding.
You're wrong.
You woke up wedding day morning.
Mom?
I told you.
No, I don't like this. You're wrong. I am right.
Okay, I love you. I believe you because I know I'm going to see
you. Stop saying that word.
It's not true. You might as well get prepared.
I swear to God, the two of you.
Tell Dad to stop.
Dad, stop.
Dad, stop.
Okay, wait. So, wait. Where am I? Okay. Dad, no. Stop it. You at the end? Dad.
He can't help himself. He has
this to. Is going to be an editing nightmare for Taylor. After we're done, you can walk in front of the camera and do an outfit check, okay? But you can't right now because if it falls, Tay will kill you.
Dad is really the scene.
I will say, though, honestly, Daddy makes for great content. Like, really, like, you are a podcasting star. No, Daddy, Dad, do not walk in your head.
No, do not.
You have to just wait your turn. You're a podcasting star. Dad is social media gold. Gold. So everybody has their strengths, Daddy. You know, don't worry. You will shine. I think it's a good thing. Okay. So anyway.
Stop talking.
Okay. So we're at the Ritz. We're feeling like stars. They're treating us like queens and kings. I'm like, oh my God. I'm so twisted. I'm like, oh my God, we get to sleep in Stassi and Bo's bed.
People don't.
We're gonna make love in Stassi and Bo's bed. Just kidding. We definitely won't make love.
He's telling other people, the people in the lobby are telling other people in the lobby. Those are the Taylors. These are the Taylors. I'm like,
wait, really?
Yes.
To all the people that work here?
Yes. Those are the Taylors. Oh, the Taylors are checking in. These are the Taylors.
Oh my, are you lying?
No, I'm dead serious. I was watching it. I was laughing.
Oh my God. I love that so much. This is my year. I think my 40s are going to be my era. I'm going to get so fucking famous.
I think this is it. I agree.
So we get to the hotel and we go up in the elevator and we walk out of the elevator on our floor. We're on a very nice floor. Okay. It's like the floor for this special paper. And we walk out and there is like the tallest man I've ever seen in my life. And we walk out and Taylor Donahue, my wife, looks at him square in his face and she goes, holy shit. It's you. And then she stuck her hand out. He put his hand out and he shook her hand.
She said, I'm a big fan.
And she said, I'm a big fan. And then I thought, I think this is Shaq. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yes. And then you were behind me and you and I were like clueless, like Bobsy twins.
I don't know sports
and
people.
Then Dad, you can come tell this. This is your part. But walk slowly. Don't hit the tripod. Also known as the ironing board that Taylor MacGyvered the camera.
She jerry-rigged.
Okay, Dad. So then what did you say? So, Dad.
Yeah,
Mom, you share your microphone with Dad. Rich, because you have a longer cord. Dad.
Richie. Okay. Don't be a show-off.
Okay. Okay. So, Dad, tell them what you said. Wait. You have to cheat your body a little bit more towards me. Okay. Yeah. And then angle like this. It's towards the camera, dummy.
I'm a newbie.
Okay. So, but tell the story the way you told it. Don't tell it slow.
Don't tell it slow.
Yeah, tell it fast. We have so many things to get to.
Okay. So what? I'm just kidding. That's what I do to you. Anyway, so I get off the elevator, and I didn't even know he was there. You guys didn't give me any indication.
Oh yeah.
So I look up and I just see this enormous person in front of me. I'm looking up like I'm a little kid, and he's like this giant, and I went, oh my God. And he puts his hand out, which is like a tennis racket. And my hand was like a little kid's hand and an adult's hand. And I'm like, you're a real person. I said, you're a real person. Like, you're not just like a person on television.
And then you turn around and you say to me, you don't know who he is, do you? And I'm like, no, but I know he's a basketball player because he was like 7 feet tall.
So anyway, it was very funny. And then he missed the elevator because we were all too busy flipping out over him. And then I had to say, leave him alone.
He's trying to get the elevator.
Leave him alone.
Oh, we missed it.
Which, you know, fame recognizes fame. You are done talking. Okay. So I said, fame recognizes fame. Because like famous person. It's like, Shaq, don't worry. I know I'm also famous too. Like, I got you, boy.
You know the subtleties of fame. You're like, okay, leave him alone. He's busy. He has things to do.
What's so cool? You know what's so cool? As a famous person, you know what's so cool? When I run into a fam, because I'm a famous person, I like a drive-by. It's like they drive by. They're like, oh my God. Hey, girl, hey. And then they go. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I love a picture. Like sometimes people come over and I'm like, do you want a picture? I just like say it off the bat and they're like, yeah. And we take one, they're like, love you. Bye. That's perfect.
I get drive-bys too.
Do you get hey girl hate?
I get hey girl hate.
Shut up.
Are you Taylor's mother?
I love.
Are you Babette? I do.
I'm dead.
I know, it's so fun.
Fame adjacent.
I'm so proud. Yes.
At the grocery store in Hingham.
Every time I go there, that checkout girl runs over.
I love her. I want to go out and get.
And wants to bag my groceries.
I love her. I want to
hi.
We should go get teenies with her at Tosca.
Let's do it.
Totally. Okay. My treat. So we're at the Ritz.
Yeah.
And it's kind of significant because you actually, the Ritz is a very much like a stretch. So Stassi and Bo.
Yes,
Stassi and Bo, the Ritz is a connection through them. But I've been fucking with the Ritz since I was little. We used to come here every 4th of July and stay as a family and get a suite.
Yeah.
And then we used to come here for high tea.
And we used to have, when we stayed as a family on 4th of July, Dad would order ice cream sundaes to be brought up to the room. Yep, from room service.
Yeah.
And we had Bonnie and Betsy there too. And you don't even know this.
What?
When Daddy and I first got secretly married when we were in college, guess where we spent the night, our first night after our first married night?
The Ritz.
The Ritz.
Oh my, the historical significance.
Yes.
Wait, tell everybody about your secret marriage, you slut.
The reason I got secretly married was because I wasn't a slut.
No, because you were such a prude. So you got secretly married because you just couldn't wait anymore. Gross.
Because I was such a good little Catholic girl that, yes, we got secretly married my senior year of college. No, Dad was, Oh, no, I was a junior.
Oh, my God.
You had graduated. Yeah, it was May, I think. I wish I remembered the exact day. Yeah, I was a junior. He was a senior. We wanted to be together so bad that he married me so we could be together.
And then you didn't tell your parents?
And I didn't tell my parents.
Did Muffner ever know?
No.
No.
No, she never knew. I'm glad she never found out. She would have been so upset.
That would be so hypocritical considering Muffner married her cousin.
She wanted her. Yeah, you're right.
Muffner married her literal cousin. True. And we're worried what Muffner would think.
First cousin.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Maidenform. Honey, you got to get a taste of them. A hot new collection of craveable intimates from Maidenform, a brand with a whole lot of history. They've been around since the very first bra, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, the chicest basics you've ever seen. So M is a collection from Maidenform, a brand with 100 years of innovation and category leadership. They wrote the book on bras, and M is the next juicy chapter. You seriously have to feel it to believe it. Yummy, buttery, soft fabrics that feel way more expensive than they are. It's great style that won't break the bank. Plus, they have on-trend designs made from stretchy, comfy fabrics in incredible colors. The Brahmi in Starlight Blue is delicious. The way I'm obsessed with the Maidenform M-Rib Seamless Brahmi. It has great hold, but because it's wireless, it's comfy personified. And the best part, M can be worn as innerwear or outerwear. I wear my Brahmi as a crop top. You can style it to your taste. Create looks that serve for all or none to see. Visit maidenform.com and use code TAYLOR20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's maidenform.com and use that code TAYLOR20, TAYLOR20, for 20% off your first order. That's maidenform.com and use that code TAYLOR20 for 20% off your first order. And now, back to the podcast. So yeah, so I remember you used to send me to etiquette classes at the Ritz. Wait, I have to ask you about this. Was that like a thing that you did growing up, or was that like one of those weird 90s trends?
No, that was definitely a Muffner wanting me to be a little lady than me thinking that my daughter should have been. Should know manners. That was a definite. Paige shouldn't go.
Right. But that's what I'm wondering, like, do they even offer those courses anymore? They like don't. That was like a very specific, that was like the like Laura Ashley 90s.
You're
like
right.
The American Girl Doll 90s.
You're right.
The 90s were turnt.
Turnt.
Weren't they crazy?
Well, that's how I was raised. So they weren't any more turnt than what? The 60s?
I guess so. But wait, so Tay and I were thinking about like wacko trends in the 90s. So one of them were they're called harem pants, but they were MC Hammer pants.
Oh yes.
Remember?
Yes. Oh my gosh, you had a pair.
I know. Shoulder pads, big in the 90s.
Huge.
What else was
it? Was all MC Hammer.
Laura Ashley is actually crazy when you think about it. Because like when did
Where
it
did
pop
she
up?
Go?
She like popped up in the 80s. She yes. was like thriving in the 90s, and then she just like disappeared.
Gone.
Crazy.
Very strange. I wore one of those like bloomer kind of outfits like every day.
No kidding. I know, because you literally forced me to match you every single day.
Sorry.
Speaking of forcing.
Oh no. Here we go. I knew it was coming.
OGs will know it, but newbies to the Taste of Taylor will not know the story. You physically assaulted me with headbands for like the majority of my childhood.
I know. I did.
It was out of control.
I know.
Headbands with massive bows.
Yes.
I was wearing them with my MC Hammer pants, which makes me about 10, 11, or 12.
You were so cute.
So I remember one time I was like losing them and breaking them like left and right.
On purpose.
And one time I remember I went to go hide one. I realized that like if I broke one, you'd be mad at me. And I couldn't throw them in the trash because, fun fact about my mom, she's a literal trash digger. Even to this day. What is with that?
What?
What do you do? Why?
I don't
You're
even...
looking for my crack?
No. I don't even know I do it. Do I trash?
You go through the trash. It's like you're looking for like, I don't know, like,
no,
like
I don't
cigarettes or joints or no, like bottles of booze or something.
I don't know what I'm looking for.
But so I couldn't throw them in the trash.
But you know what? I do know. Well, no, this would be more Paige.
What?
Paige used to clean her room.
Oh, yeah.
And throw away so much good stuff. Literally money.
Money?
Like quarters, and she just empty out a drawer, all of it, and just put in a trash bag. Throw it
that's the
money.
Opposite of a hoarder, because that's what Paige
that's
is.
Paige.
Oh my God.
She's like,
and as a hoarder, you as a hoarder,
yeah,
you're a functioning hoarder, but we all low key know you're a hoarder.
I'm not that bad. Well, my closet's bad, and the basement's
garage.
Bad. But the common in the garage, but the common space
yes,
that we
yes.
live in is not.
No, that's not. It's not like
all.
A maze of no. newspapers.
No, no, the house we live in is very.
Yeah. No, you know, you just have like your little, like men
I have
like
sections.
Men have men caves. You have like hoarder corners.
Corners. Yeah.
Corners of hoarding.
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, so I remember I realized that if I dropped them behind the washing machine, I'd never find them.
And I never found them.
So I remember one time I was hiding my final one, the white one that matched everything.
Was that my favorite?
Yeah, it was your
Did
favorite.
Did it have a huge bow?
Duh.
Yeah.
And I literally was, do you remember when I was in the washing room and we had that like stool with the big handle on it and I fell on it and I hurt my vagina so bad?
What you were doing?
I definitely was not a virgin after that fall. I definitely broke my hymen.
Was that what you were doing when
I was
happened?
Hiding my headband. True confessions on Taste of Taylor. And then God immediately punished me by hurting my vagina.
Oh my gosh.
I hit my vagina a lot.
Oh no.
Luckily, it's pudgy. Tay calls it my vagina. So it was like amply padded.
What? No, you did it again to me. Your vagina.
Another big thing in the 90s that I feel like was like a ball. Like the 90s were our time, Mom. Me and you. Get a hold of yourself.
I'm trying. I just can't. Oh my God. Every time you do this to me, okay, I'm pulling myself together. Your little angel face. Rich,
okay.
Look at her face.
So,
look at her angel face. Do it for Dad.
So the 90s were a very bonding time for us, you and I.
Really?
But the music you loved was very...
inappropriate.
Mentally ill. Given what a prude you are.
I know.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by June's Journey. Okay. As a Jersey City girl now, I spend a lot of my time commuting into Manhattan, and believe me when I say it can be lonely and boring. But thanks to June's Journey, I am no longer alone, and I'm definitely not bored. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery mobile game that puts your detective skills to the test. So you play as June Parker and investigate beautifully detailed scenes of the 1920s. We're talking Paris. We're talking New York City, whilst uncovering the mystery of her sister's murder. This game is about a daring young woman, June, traveling to her sister's estate, which is like, it's so amazing. You get to like add to the estate and decorate it. Anyway, but you get to go to the sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets. No one likes scandal more than me. She loves Scandi. She lives for Scandi. There's mystery, there's danger, there's romance. And with hundreds of mind-teasing puzzles, the next clue is always within reach. Plus, you can chat and play with or against other players by joining a detective club. You'll even get the chance to play in a detective league to put your skills truly to the test. So if you are as obsessed with Olivia Benson as much as me, you're going to love June's Journey. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. And yes, you heard me. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. And now back to the podcast.
It doesn't make
have
any
you
sense.
Ever delved in with Cheryl's Barrels, our mutual therapist, which people have a lot of problems with, but yeah. It works for us, so we don't give a fuck.
It's great.
It's
actually.
Great. But like you, okay, so I remember you took me to a Paula Abdul concert.
Yes.
And friggin'
Color Me Bad.
Color Me Bad was opening, and they open sang the I Wanna Sex You Up, and
really?
You were like, whoa, you know the words, 8-year-old me. And like, you were like, it was so wild because, and Cold Hard Snake was like, you know, like she was dancing all sexy. Like you were, and I would, even when I was in diapers, I would sing George Michael, sex, you encouraged it.
I know.
So how?
I think I didn't think you knew what it was all about.
So how can you, but like,
matter.
Is this like, is sexy music your kink? You know what I mean? Like, right? Like, you really are a prude. You really are a prude. But then, like, you let your, like, sex freak flag fly.
It's not the word.
Through the musicality.
No. I don't know. You're right. It doesn't make any sense at all.
It's literally
it's
demented.
Like my wild side.
It is. It's like, yeah. Where you, like, let
it's
yourself be free.
Thing. Yeah, it's
my wild thing.
Wild thing.
Wait, your favorite song? What would you say your favorite song of the 90s was?
Jeez, God, I have so many.
I have the answer.
Hammer Time, I really liked that.
Hammer Time, you did. Stop. Hammer Time.
I really liked My Prerogative.
Yes.
I really liked Everybody Dance Now.
CNC Music Factory was your jam.
I think that was it.
Can you sing us some lyrics?
Okay. You really want me to?
That boat's a place. The jam and bump and won't make time.
Jam is live and I won't waste time. On the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm. Jump, jump to the rhythm. Jump. And I'm hip to find. Peace and lyrics make you shake your pants, make you dance. Come on, let's dance. Guys, grab a girl, make a swirl, hit your world. And I'm just swirl, trying to get nut to your butt, to the dance floor. See your butts up, hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and our people in the mood. House.
Party move. People in the house, move, and I'll get your butt.
Move.
Whack me all night. Cause music is my life.
Bump.
Oh my God, you're so good.
Everybody dance now.
You're so good. What a lyrical genius.
Thank you.
Wow.
What were some of our other ones? That might have been the best one, right?
Who were your favorite pervy performers of the 90s? Again, I have the answers.
Pervy performers?
You liked real freaks.
Tone Loc.
Who's Tone Loc?
He sang, I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. I can't sing that one.
Okay. You loved George Michael.
Loved.
Who was having sex literally at rest stops.
Who? Yes.
Who? Sex. That was George Michael. You also were obsessed with Prince. The skeeviest of the skeeves.
Betsy took me to see Prince. My sister took me to see Prince on my 40th birthday.
Oh my God, did you die for him?
I died. Well, not really. He's like 5'2", and
yes.
He had on like 8-inch platform shoes.
Icon.
He was so creepy. There was just something about him.
He was so creepy, it was sexy. You know what's so funny is like, again, as prude as you are, you have the weirdest crushes.
I know.
Okay. So
I'm the weirdest people.
So wait, did I remember this? Okay. So Prince was a crush of yours. Yeah. George Michael Jackson. Which was crazy because gay. Michael, you had a crush on Michael Jackson.
I loved Michael Jackson.
You need to bring that up with your therapist. Didn't dad also tell on you? Dad was like, she had the crush on the creepiest guy. Tom Jones?
Jones. Yes. What? And guess who else?
Who?
Such a creepy football player. Joe Namath.
Was he a creep?
So unattractive.
What the hell?
I have not. It was his football prowess. That's what it was.
She's all about the skill.
And
she's
Tom, and Tom Jones, I can't tell you really. It's not unusual.
He's so gross.
So gross.
He's crazy hairs.
I know. I don't get it.
And
now.
Yet you like loathe Elvis and you think everybody thinks
ew,
he's gross.
But
like
Elvis is
Tom
so
Jones
gross.
Is definitely grosser.
You're right.
Like who are you?
I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Okay. So I also have creepy crushes.
Oh, like who?
James Gandolfini, aka Tony Soprano.
Oh, that is so disgusting.
So hot.
Yeah. Not hot.
I also.
The guy from. Oh, that show about the dragons and...
Peter Dinklage is my number one hall pass. Peter Dinklage pushing a baby carriage. Sexual.
Okay, so you should understand then.
Wait, also...
You inherited that from
me. No, the nut doesn't fall far from the bush.
Exactly.
Nicolas Cage.
Ew, I can't stand him.
The judgment.
He's disgusting.
Steve Buscemi. I'm joking. He's disgusting. wait, but then also, and this one is my favorite. You have never been more upset by anything in the world than me having a crush on Pacey from Dawson's Creek.
So upsetting to me.
Why?
Because Dawson was so adorable,
loser,
and smart,
dweeb,
and like such a good kid. And you liked the like degenerate in the class was having an affair with the teacher.
By the way, speaking of like triggers and degenerates.
I was upset with what's her name too, Joey Potter, that she had a
crush on
him too.
Disappointed.
I was so disappointed in her.
So, have you thought at all about the fact that Taylor Swift, TS,
yes,
is dating Travis?
Yes, of course I have. Every time I hear Taylor and Travis,
Do you like Twitch?
PTSD. I have PTSD.
Are you okay?
It's all coming back to me now. It's very, very difficult
there
for me.
There were nights when the wind was so cold. Okay.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now.
Okay, so let's talk about the
sing
reason.
Sing that part for me. I love it when you sing.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. There were moments so cold. And there were flashes of light. So hard to sing and I get nervous.
So good. Sometimes
not
I get
me
nervous.
Trying so hard right then.
Sometimes
literally I was just auditioning for Star Search. The fact that you guys never let me audition for that is fucking abusive. And I will never forgive you.
We had two younger siblings.
Whatever, forget them. I should have been an only child.
Yeah, if you had been an only child, you would have done all of that.
Well, then let's build a time machine and go back.
I would have taken you to Disney. I would have let you audition. You would have been maybe had the role that Britney Spears had instead of Britney. And look how Britney turned out. Thank God we didn't do it. Sorry.
Honestly, I would take it. Fame is everything. It's more important than anything. Fame is more important than happiness. Fame is more important than family.
Britney's not.
I'm literally joking. The
you're
fact
evil.
That you guys are looking at me like it's serious says so much about what you think about me. Okay.
Wouldn't have your siblings that you adore. That would have been a sad time.
It would be so sad. I love them so much.
I know. You wouldn't have no baby Scarlett.
Oh, no baby Scarlett.
You wouldn't know how famous your brother was going to be.
He's not famous. I'm famous.
In the medical community.
Stop that. He gets to be smart and I get to be famous. Okay. That's so rude. This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Talkspace. Question. Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't think that you have the time to actually find one and meet with them, or maybe you're just worried you can't afford them? If your answer is yes, you gotta try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help that you want easy, accessible, and affordable. So with Talkspace, you can sign up online and you get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. And once you match, guess what? You get to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist. Yes, from the comfort of your home. I literally see my therapist on a weekly basis from my couch. It's incredible. And Talkspace can help you with any specific challenges that you might be facing. It's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and so much more. They've got you covered. Also, and this is a very special feature to Talkspace, they let you send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait till your next session. Honestly, that is like a super special feature that I had to point out. Talkspace is also secure and private, using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. So you don't have to worry about privacy whatsoever. And the best part, Talkspace is affordable and in-network with most major insurers. As a listener of this podcast, because I love to hook you guys up, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/Taylor. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/Taylor to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. Because you know she loves therapy. It's like my number one favorite thing. Again, that's Talkspace.com/Taylor. And now back to the podcast. Speaking of Zach, yes. So it was his match day on Friday. So when you're in medical school, I never really knew this was a thing. So you go to medical school, and obviously he had his white coat ceremony, which was like a big thing. We all like went to that.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, like not Zach, always make himself the center of attention.
Never does.
How dare you, Zach, try to steal my thunder? So
no wonder he doesn't listen to the show.
So match day is when you're a doc, when you're medical school.
Yes.
And you're going into your residency. So basically, is this like, do they graduate from medical school?
No. He graduation's in June. But I have to say something about match day.
Okay.
Match day might not be a huge big deal. Say if you were going into a field where you were going to do a 2-more-year residency.
Got it.
Or just a few years. But Zach is matching vascular surgery for 6 years. It's a big deal where Zach is going to be for the next
six residency.
I think that's why I felt especially invested in it.
And he applied to like 20-something schools, okay? And he was looking like San Diego, West Virginia. And West Virginia was actually very high on his list, which absolutely makes sense for his field.
Right.
It would be great experience, but it's so far away from us. And we are selfish bitches. So we did not want him too far away from us.
Such a big deal for him to come home for a little occasion.
I know. Like I mean, I'm so far away in friggin' Jersey City. It's ridiculous.
I know. So I just did not.
I know. So
he would have loved it. It would have been great for him, but I really wanted him closer to home, so it was a big deal.
So we were all like, that's why we were like so nervous. Like we are dramatic, but like we were being so extra because we were like, his second choice was something in West Virginia.
I think it was.
Oh, because you bullied him. I have to give you credit. You are not a nag.
I'm not.
And you're not a controlling mom. You were psycho when I was in high school and so judgy when I first started doing serious. But ever since, like, I'll say, the divorce.
You and broke then, me in.
Oh, I did. I really did. Ride
job.
That pony.
You really did a good job.
I did. So you never like pressure us to like get married, have kids, none of that. Live anywhere. Do whatever you want.
Dad and I really, let me pat us on the back. Yeah. We are so good about that. We let you live your own lives.
You do. You don't have any judgments about like when we have kids or where we live. Nothing.
Credit where credit's due.
I always give the credit. I really appreciate it.
We are not.
But you tapped in.
I was so worried.
I
did.
Inner control freak.
I did.
And you guilt tripped him.
Well,
So she made him move West Virginia. That was number two to number three. You said, please.
I said, please.
You said, please.
I said, you're going to miss all of the big events. You're going to miss if Taylor and Teddy have a baby. You're going to be so far away. You can't just come home for, say, you know, the baptism, or you can't just come home for, because.
Who knew you had it in you?
You're going to be working so hard, and it's 6 hours, like, that's not a 6-hour plane flight, but it's a lot.
Yes.
So all these little things that you can just pop home for now, you can't come home anymore, and it's going to be really hard.
And what did he say?
He didn't. You know him. He doesn't say much, but I think he did think about it.
It must have.
And at the very final hour, I think he switched.
He swapped him.
And made the first two close to home.
Yeah. So I posted it on stories. Everybody was like literally like living it with us. It was so good. I might have to put it in highlights because it's like so sweet. I loved it so much. But I, so we like, I mean, when, so he was standing with his friend. So when he opened the letter, he had to scream to us what it was.
Yeah.
And it was his first choice. And I was like so excited to post it. I was ready to like scream it from the rooftops. The fact that I even got to post anything is kind of a miracle because Zach is oh so private. Right. And I told him, I'm going to videotape, but I will not post anything without your consent because like I didn't want him to like be in his head about me filming.
Right.
So when I was about to go post the video of where he got in, he was like, and I'm like, oh my God, what? And he's like, I just don't want anybody knowing where I am. And I'm like, Zach.
No.
Anyway, I have to respect it. And I do. And like, listen, I get it. Like,
I want to shout it from the rooftops.
Me too. And even like, and I have to say too, like I did talk to him and I was like, Zach, people are going to figure it out.
Of course they will.
And he was like, no, I know they're going to figure out. But I just like, you know what I think it is? I don't think it's that he cares or people know where he is. He is so humble. I don't think he likes to do anything that comes across as bragging, even if it's like we're doing it.
Right.
And also like, you know, he has friends that didn't get their first choice.
Yeah.
So I think that he's such an empath. So I feel like he's like, he maybe feels bad. Like he doesn't want to like showboat that he got into where he wants to get in. And also we will brag for this part.
He got his first choice.
Not only did he get his first choice, but
they only chose one.
There was only one spot. Across the country, only one person in Vascular was able to get this spot. Now, that's not saying that it was everybody's first choice.
No,
because there might have been other programs that had the same thing, but it was stiff competition.
I know.
And he did it.
One of his advisors told me that it's one of the top three programs in the country.
I am so proud of him.
It's in the top three.
Well, now everyone's going to figure it out because we have literal CIA listeners.
Yeah.
They are like work for the FBI.
So it's really cool.
But we're so proud of him. But it is so funny. Like my siblings are so fucking private. And it's like, how did I get like this? Because it ain't, you know, like, I mean, you and dad are so, you guys don't really care about the private. No. I mean, do you?
No, not at all.
Anymore? Was there a growing pain for a while? Maybe a little bit.
Not really. No.
You guys don't care. No. It's so funny because, well, to be fair, so we can never share pictures of Scarlett because Steve, my brother-in-law, is very private. And I actually really respect it.
And that's his baby.
And that's his baby.
He gets the call.
I respect it. Yeah. I think Paige would probably be more comfortable with it, but she wants to respect his need for. And listen, I mean, I have a public account. Like, there's so many people that follow me. I understand protecting, you know, the kids.
Yeah.
But then with Zach, too, but I'm like, God, between, can't post anything of Scarlett. Can't tell you where Zach's going to his residency.
They'll figure it out.
Anyway, but yeah. What are you going to do?
But what a weekend.
What a weekend.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Well, anyway, guys, that is it for us. Mom, thank you for joining me.
Anytime, Tay-Tay.
Also, thank you. Shout out to the Ritz for this gorgeous suite. Like the upgrade of a lifetime.
Beautiful.
Making me feel like a queen. So thanks to them so much.
Like you're famous.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I will be having sex and Stassi about that.
Stop. I'm joking.
Like
sitting next to your mother.
Yeah, you know what? You know what's sexy? Drinking 15,000 Guinnesses and then coming home and having fart sex. Give me a break. I'll be making love to the toilet through diarrhea. I can't wait for corned beef and cabbage. Yum. It's my favorite.
Is that what we're having for lunch?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay, so that is it for us. Thank you for joining, Dad. Thank you for being patient.
Not really.
And yeah, thank you guys so much for just being the best. And that is it for us. I hope you guys enjoyed. You know what I always say, please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It means the world. FYI, you can do it more than once. So, you know. Also, you guys can kind of use the comments. What is it called? You can use the review section as like a comment board. Like, feel free to like comment on the episode, you know? What you liked. Not what you didn't like. I don't really give a shit about that.
We don't want to know.
It's for kissing my booty. Thank you. But anyway, you guys are just simply the best. And yeah, that's it for us. Until next week. Bye, girl. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.